In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. This is a very special feast day. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Let's pray for our Holy Father and for his monthly intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. I praise you for being the God of kindness and mercy. I praise you, O Lord. Day is done, but love unfailing dwells ever here. Shadows fall, but hope prevailing calms every fear. Loving Father, none forsaking, take our hearts of love's own making. Watch our sleeping, guard our waking, be always near. Dark descends, but light unending shines through our night. You are with us, ever lending new strength to sight. One in love, your truth confessing, one in hope of heaven's blessing. May we see you with the apostles in love's possessing, love's endless light. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Our prayer is Psalm 49. Hear this, all you peoples. Give heed, all who dwell in the world. Men both low and high, rich and poor alike. You cannot serve both God and mammon. My lips will speak words of wisdom. My heart is full of insight. I will turn my mind to a parable. With the harp I will solve my problem. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Why should I fear in evil days the malice of the foes who surround me? Men who trust in their wealth and boast of the vastness of their riches. For no man can buy his own ransom or pay a price to God for his life. The ransom of his soul is beyond him. He cannot buy life without end, nor avoid coming to the grave. He knows that wise men and fools must both perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling place from age to age. Though their names spread wide through the land, in his riches, man lacks wisdom. He is like the beasts that are destroyed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, we pray for you to help us in every way. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, says the Lord. This is the lot of those who trust in themselves, who have others at their beck and call. Like sheep, they are driven to the grave, where death shall be their shepherd, and the just shall become their rulers. Store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, says the Lord. With the morning, their outward show vanishes, and the grave becomes their home. But God will ransom me from death and take my soul to himself. Then do not fear when a man grows rich, when the glory of his house increases. He takes nothing with him when he dies. His glory does not follow him below. Store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, says the Lord. Though he flattered himself while he lived, men will praise me for all my success. Yet he will go to join his fathers, who will never see the light any more. In his riches, man lacks wisdom. He is like the beasts that are destroyed. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, help us to be able to follow your will so as to find peace. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, says the Lord. Adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb that was slain. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb who was slain. I truly wish they had more than one reading for the common of apostles. And maybe when they bring out the new liturgy of the hours, they'll make that change. But for now, there's just one. So you get it almost every month, sometimes twice a month. They proclaimed the Lord's praises, told of his power to save, and of the wonders he had worked. A reading from the first letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. Let us imitate the Apostle just as he imitates Christ. Men should regard us as servants of Christ and administrators of the mysteries of God. The first requirement of an administrator is that he prove trustworthy. It matters little to me whether you or any human court pass judgment on me. I do not even pass judgment on myself. Mind you, I have nothing on my conscience. But that does not mean that I am declaring myself innocent. The Lord is the one to judge me. So stop passing judgment before the time of his return. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and manifest the intentions of hearts. At that time, everyone will receive his praise from God. Brothers, I have applied all this to myself and Apollos by way of example for your benefit. May you learn from us not to go beyond what is set down, so that none of you will grow self-important by reason of his association with one person rather than another. Who confers any distinction on you? Name something you have that you have not received. If then you have received it, why are you boasting as if it were your own? At the moment you are completely satisfied. You have grown rich. You have launched upon your reign with no help from us. Would that you had really begun to reign, that we might be reigning with you. As I see it, God has put us apostles at the end of the line, like men doomed to die in the arena. We have become a spectacle to the universe, to angels and men alike. And we are fools on Christ's account. Ah, but in Christ you are wise. We are the weak ones, you are the strong. They honor you while they sneer at us. Up to this very hour we go hungry and thirsty, poorly clad, roughly treated, wandering about homeless. We work hard at manual labor. When we are insulted, we respond with a blessing. Persecution comes our way. We bear it patiently. We are slandered and we try conciliation. We have become the world's refuge, the scum of all. That is the present state of affairs. I am writing you in this way not to shame you, but to admonish you as my beloved children. Granted, you have 10,000 guardians in Christ. You have only one Father. It was I who begot you in Christ Jesus through my preaching of the gospel. I beg you then, become imitators of me. Responsory prayer. I no longer call you servants, but my friends, for I have shared with you everything I have heard from my Father. The mysteries of the kingdom of heaven have been revealed to you. Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear, for I have shared with you everything I have heard from my Father. And we have a special reading proper to Saints Simon and Jude. Nothing is known about either one, except that St. Simon is the 11th in the list of the apostles and appears to have been surnamed the Zealot. St. Jude, also called Thaddeus, was the apostle who asked the Lord at the Lord's Supper why he had manifested himself only to the disciples and not to the world. From a commentary on the Gospel of John by St. Cyril of Alexandria, as the Father sent me, so I am sending you. Our Lord Jesus Christ has appointed certain men to be guides and teachers of the world and stewards of his divine mysteries. Now he bids them to shine out like lamps and to cast out their light not only over the land of the Jews, but over every country under the sun, and over people scattered in all directions and settled in distant lands. That man has spoken truly who said, no one takes honor upon himself except the one who is called by God. For it was our Lord Jesus Christ who called his own disciples before all others to a most glorious apostolate. These holy men became the pillar and mainstay of the truth, and Jesus said that he was sending them just as the Father had sent him. By these words, he is making clear the dignity of the apostolate and the incomparable glory of the power given to them. But he is also, it would seem, giving them hint about the methods they are to adopt in their apostolic mission. For if Christ thought it necessary to send out his intimate disciples in this fashion, just as the Father had sent him, then surely it was necessary that they whose mission was to be patterned on that of Jesus should see exactly why the Father had sent the Son. And so Christ interpreted the character of his mission to us in a variety of ways. Once he said, I have come to call not the righteous but sinners to repentance. And then at another time he said, I have come down from heaven not to do my own will but the will of him who sent me. For God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Accordingly, in affirming that they are sent by him just as he was sent by the Father, Christ sums up in a few words the approach they themselves should take to their ministry. For what he said they would gather was that it was their vocation. From what he said they would gather that it was their vocation to call sinners to repentance, to heal those who were sick, whether in body or spirit, to seek in all their dealings never to do their own will, but the will of him who sent them, and as far as possible to save the world by their teaching. Surely it is in all these respects that we find his holy disciples striving to excel. To ascertain this is no great labor. A single reading of the Acts of the Apostles or of St. Paul's writings is enough. You did not choose me, responsory prayer, You did not choose me, but I chose you to go forth and bear fruit that will last forever. My Father is glorified when you bring forth fruit in abundance, fruit that will last forever. Here we go. We're going to pray our last few prayers, starting with the Canticle of Mary. When all things are made new and the Son of Man is enthroned in majesty, you will sit in judgment over the 12 tribes of Israel. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him. In every generation, he has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. When all things are made new, and the Son of Man is enthroned in majesty, you will sit in judgment over the 12 tribes of Israel. My brothers, we build on the foundation of the apostles. Let us pray to our Holy Father, our Almighty Father, for his holy people, and say, be mindful of your church, O Lord. Father, you wanted your Son to be seen first by the apostles after the resurrection from the dead. We ask you to make us his witnesses to the furthest corners of the world. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to preach the good news to the poor. Help us to preach this gospel to every creature. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to sow the seed of unending life. Grant that we who work at sowing the seed may share the joy of the harvest. You sent your Son to reconcile all men to you through his blood. Help us all to work toward achieving this reconciliation. Your Son sits at your right hand in heaven. Let the dead enter your kingdom of joy, purified fully in body and soul and spirit. Body and in spirit and soul. We pray for all the intentions of Mary's heart. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Father, you revealed yourself to us through preaching of your apostles, Simon and Jude. By their prayers, give your church continued growth and increase the number of those who believe in you. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Pray for you and for me to experience God's grace, God's protection, and I offer my partial and plenary indulgence for the soul in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.